Hey, cigar aficionados, King Dude here. At our Founder Trading Post store, right now, we've got great deals for the leisure-loving crusader in you. Of course, we have our world-famous El Rey Dude Corona cigars and are introducing new discounted cigar bundles and cigar accessories, including sample 4-packs from Camacho, Rocky Patel 5-packs, and a 5-cigar travel humidor gift set that comes with a cigar cutter, a torch lighter, and a 5-brand cigar sampler featuring Espinosa, Rocky Patel, and other premium cigars. And the price, drumroll please, just $64.95, a $50 savings. Plus, we've introduced the El Rey Dude Corona Cigar Lancero size in natural and Maduro, our best seller ever. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchases benefit real crusaders, not the Corona hoax, mandatory, mask-wearing ninny creeps at Whole Foods, go to MikeChurch.com/cigars. That's MikeChurch.com/cigars.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, July 14th, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. California closes up again. Georgia was a heartbeat away from stopping abortions, and the Republican convention could be a no-show. California Governor Gavin Newsom Monday ordered a halt to indoor activities at certain businesses statewide as cases of coronavirus surge in the country's most populous state. Newsom, a Democrat, announced during a press briefing that all bars across the state must close up shop and that restaurants, wineries, tasting rooms, family entertainment centers, zoos, museums, and card rooms must suspend indoor activities. The governor also announced all gyms, places of worship, malls, personal care services, barbershops, salons, and non-critical offices in counties on the state's monitoring list had to shut down under the new order. The order affects more than 30 counties, which are home to about 80% of California's population. U.S. embassies and consulates around the world will soon resume visa services, the State Department said Monday, although it's not providing details on where or when. The worldwide suspension of U.S. visas, except for emergency cases, has been one of several ways that the Trump administration has severely restricted immigration and travel to the U.S. amid the coronavirus pandemic. The latest move in that campaign has been the most controversial, barring international students from taking classes fully online this fall semester. Even as several U.S. universities move to online-only coursework because of the uncontrolled outbreak in several states. That decision has been challenged in court by more than a dozen states and over 200 universities. So far, no embassy or consulate has announced plans to resume visa services. Progressive billionaire George Soros' philanthropic organization, Open Society Foundations, announced Monday it's going to be donating $220 million to groups focused on racial justice. The organization plans on investing $150 million alone into 5-year grants for organizations aimed at achieving equal statistical outcomes between demographic groups in economics and criminal justice. The other $70 million is said to be going toward more immediate efforts to advance racial justice. Groups expected to receive funds include Black Voters Matter and Repairers of the Breach. The announcement comes after public records revealed that Soros will double his 2016 election spending as part of a broader effort to help defeat President Trump's re-election campaign. Coming up, our saint of the day played an important role in both the medieval church and the history of the Franciscan order. Quote of the day, fortitude is a disposition of soul which enables us to despise all inconveniences and the loss of things not in our power. St. Augustine. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi folks, it's Mike Church, founder of Founding Father Films, asking you to learn the true stories of America's founding by purchasing my movie, The Road to Independence, the movie. The Road to Independence tells the exciting story of the Founding Father's struggle to declare independence. John Adams and Thomas Paine were not exactly the best of friends, but as our timeline has shown us, when it came to the question of declaring independence, the two were soulmates. Now, let's travel to another colony where lifelong friends will work secretly to establish the legislative body that will declare our independence. This animated movie comes complete with collector's booklets, DTS surround sound, and are packed with hours of bonus features. Learn the true stories of America's founding and order Mike Church's The Road to Independence on DVD and CD. Available now at mikechurch.com/DVD and by calling 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Bonaventure. Perhaps not a household name for most people, Saint Bonaventure nevertheless played an important role in both the medieval church and the history of the Franciscan order. A senior faculty member at the University of Paris, Saint Bonaventure certainly captured the hearts of his students through his academic skills and insights. More importantly, he captured their hearts through his Franciscan love for Jesus and the church. Like his model, St. Francis, Jesus was the center of everything, his teaching, his administration, his writing, and his life, so much so that he was given the title Seraphic Doctor. St. Bonaventure was baptized John, but received the name Bonaventure when he became a Franciscan at the age of 22. Little is known about his childhood. It seems that his father was a physician and a man of means. While St. Francis died about 5 years after the saint's birth, he is credited with healing Bonaventure as a boy of a serious illness. St. Bonaventure's teaching career came to a halt when the friars elected him to serve as their general minister. His 17 years of service were not easy, as the order was embroiled in conflicts over the interpretation of poverty. But because he was a man of prayer and a good administrator, St. Bonaventure managed to structure the order through effective legislation. Shortly before he ended his service as general minister, Pope Gregory X created him a cardinal and appointed him Bishop of Albano. But a little over a year later, while participating in the Second Council of Lyon, St. Bonaventure suddenly died on July 15, 1274. There is a theory that he was poisoned. A federal judge on Monday permanently blocked Georgia's 2019 heartbeat abortion law, finding that it violates the U.S. Constitution. U.S. District Judge Steve Jones ruled against the state in a filed lawsuit by abortion providers and an advocacy group. Jones had temporarily blocked the law in October, and it never went into effect. The new ruling permanently enjoins the state from ever enforcing House Bill 481. Georgia's measure sought to ban abortions once a detectable human heartbeat was present, with some limited exceptions. Cardiac activity can be detected by ultrasound as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy before many women realize they're pregnant, according to a legal challenge. The bill narrowly passed the Georgia General Assembly amid intense lobbying for and against. Those who challenged the lawsuit said the ruling proves their contention that the measure was unconstitutional. Lead plaintiff Sister Song, an Atlanta-based group that fights abortion restrictions on behalf of African American and other women of color, called it a huge win for bodily autonomy. Republican Governor Brian Kemp, who has supported the restriction, immediately vowed an appeal. Senators Roy Blunt of Missouri and Pat Roberts of Kansas are planning to skip the Republican National Convention next month as the host state of Florida deals with the biggest outbreak of coronavirus cases in the nation. Representatives Mario Diaz-Balart and Francis Rooney of Florida are sticking with their plans not to attend, even though the convention is now in their home state. Marco Rubio, Florida's senior senator, has not committed to attending. Neither has John Thune of South Dakota, the second-ranking Senate Republican, or Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, the third-ranking House Republican. As new cases surge in Florida, including 15,300 reported on Sunday, more Republicans are taking a wait-and-see approach to the event or deciding to skip it altogether. The GOP, which moved the convention to Jacksonville from Charlotte, North Carolina, after balking at health precautions there, now finds itself locked into a state with a far bigger virus problem and planning an event whose attendance is waning as the pandemic escalates. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.